This
earth of majesty.
Shakespeare Unlocked. The Hollow Crown begins with Richard II. Next Saturday night at 8 on BBC Two.
Claire Martin will be here with Jazz Lineup in an hour's time, but now on Radio 3 it's 10 o'clock and we come to World Roots, which this week and next continues its coverage of the 2012 World Roots Academy scheme. Lucy Duran is joined on location in Colombia by Juan Carlos Jaramillo.
Juan Carlos, this is the moment the World Roots Academy of 2012 has been looking forward to. We are finally here at this festival, the Festival of Valledupar, and it's today, this moment, is when it's inaugurated.
Definitely, this is the opening ceremony at the Vallenato Festival, which is by far the biggest music festival in Colombia. And as you say, if we want to learn about this particular tradition that the World Roots Academy wants to highlight, this is the place and this is the moment to do it.
And this year's festival has a special theme. It's dedicated to a special vallenato player from the past.
Exactly. What this festival has done over the last few years only is just highlight one particular composer per festival. And this year is devoted to Calixto Ochoa, who happened to be a fantastic composer, but also an accordion player. He himself was the third Vallenato King in 1970.
So when you say Vallenato King, you mean the person who wins the competition?
Exactly. So the participant that is crowned Vallenato King, and he's the best player by far.
So in 1970, that person, the king of this Vallenato Festival, was Calixto Ochoa. And he even wrote a song, didn't he?
I was about to say, he, after being crowned, he wrote this song thanking people for all their support, because this is a very much a party of the people. They take sides, so they start cheering and jeering for one particular contestant or another. This is definitely a party of the people.
Palabras para manifestar lo agradecido que me encuentro yo de todo el público que me rodeó en el concurso del gran festival. No tengo palabras para manifestar lo agradecido que me encuentro yo de todo el público que me rodeó en el concurso del gran festival. Pero como no he podido darle las gracias por ese gesto, aquí les mando este disco en prueba de mi agradecimiento.
El Festival Vallenato me dejó muchos recuerdos, hasta los niños me alzaron en hombro por todo el pueblo, hasta los niños me alzaron en hombro por todo el pueblo.
If you've been following this year's World Roots Academy, you'll know that we've been working with a young British-born Colombian accordion player, José Hernando Arias Noguera, documenting his passion for vallenato folk music. As well as giving him opportunities to record at the BBC, perform live at WOMAD next month, and even his own prom, we've teamed him up with one of Colombia's greatest accordionists, Egidio Cuadrado. Through the Academy, José Hernando has spent time in Colombia with Egidio and some of the country's top musicians. And in today's and next week's World Roots, we make one of his dreams come true. In April 2012, we took José Hernando to the Festival of Vallenato in the city of Valledupar in northeast Colombia. This week and next on the programme, we make Valledupar our base, immersing ourselves in one of the world's great folk festivals. Joined by my Radio 3 colleague, fellow Colombian and secret accordion player, Juan Carlos Jaramillo, I'll be eating, drinking and sleeping accordion music, as well as meeting musicians high up in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and, of course, following José Hernando's progress in the festival's competition as he strives to become a champion accordionist.
festival siempre perduran en mi corazón, porque es muy difícil poder olvidar esos momentos de tanta emoción, los grandes recuerdos de ese festival.
Juan Carlos, where we are right now, behind us is a gigantic statue. Who is she?
Well, some other people say that this represents the spirit of the founder, or one of the founders of the Vallenato Festival back in 1968, and this woman was a larger-than-life character. She was a journalist. Later on, she was a minister of culture. Her name was Consuelo Araújo Noguera. And the park now, where the festival is held, carries her name. And this statue, they say, represents her. Sadly, she was kidnapped by the left-wing guerrillas, the FARC. Later on, she was killed in a rescue operation of sorts. It's still very grey what happened there. So people in Valledupar think this is an homage to the mother of the festival, the spiritual mother of the Vallenato Festival, Consuelo Araújo Noguera.
Well, that's a very poignant reminder of what's been going on in this part of Colombia, northern Colombia, for the past, 20-odd years. The fighting between different paramilitary groups and the kidnapping. This has not been a safe area.
Things aren't much rosier. Thankfully, people can celebrate in peace and in the true spirit of the Vallenato Festival, because as I say, this is pretty much a party of Valledupar as the capital of Vallenato.
Well, this evening is the opening of this festival, of the Vallenato Festival here in Valledupar. But our protege, our World Roots Academy protege, Jose Hernando, has already been here in Valledupar for several days. He's been rehearsing with his mentor, with Egidio Cuadrado, and two musicians, two brilliant musicians who've come up specially from Bogota for this event. Last night, I went to see how Jose Hernando is doing. Very, very wet night here in Valledupar. It's been absolutely pouring with rain. Has thankfully stopped a bit, but they're like rivers on the road. And we've driven into a residential neighborhood looking for the house where Egidio Cuadrado, the mentor, is rehearsing with the protege, Jose Hernando. And actually, it was quite confusing because there are so many people rehearsing on these streets that I kept thinking, it must be here. No, it must be here. But actually, we finally got to the house and we're going into it. I can hear a lot of exciting sounds of Vallenato accordion. We're going through this iron gate into a two-story house to this rehearsal, leading up to the great Vallenato Festival, to Jose Hernando's appearance for the very first time at this really important festival. And here he is! Buenas noches. Buenas noches, Egidio.
Igualmente.
So here we are with Eder Polo on the guacharaca, a wonderful striper, and Alfredo Rosado.
Buenas.
The cajon, how do you call it? No, the caja.
Caja.
Which is actually, it's a drum, even though it's called a box. And of course, Egidio, who's fanning himself because it's really, really hot and muggy. And Jose Hernando on the button accordion. So, Jose, what have you been learning?
Well, I've been actually practicing the songs, you know, the four songs, main songs, that Maestro Egidio taught me back in London.
Ah.
Plus his compositions as well.
And what have you learned?
For example, picar, which is... I've developed my speed a lot as well, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about the singing?
Singing, I think he's improved. Maestro has actually told me he has improved.
¿Y el canto?
¿De tuyo? Sí, sí, Hernando, José Hernando. Lo ha hecho muy bien. ¿Para qué? Ahora que estuve en Londres...
He's doing really well. He's learned quite a lot and he's improved quite a lot. And the important thing here in the Festival Vallenato is just that we have to make sure that he do both things. He plays the accordion and sings as well. It's really important to do that in the festival.
José Hernando, it's the night before the festival starts, the Festival of Vallenato, this festival that you've always wanted to come to, and here we are. And how are you feeling?
First of all, I just want to say it's a dream come true to be in Valledupar. And now that I'm going to be in the festival, very happy, you know, with these masters here. You know, I can't ask for more.
You're excited, but are you nervous as well? Where do you feel your strengths and your weaknesses are?
Well, I do feel a bit nervous because it's my first time here, you know, and I never used to see other groups. Like, you know, across the street, there's another accordion player, you know, over there, in the other side.
So you've got some serious competition.
Yes, definitely.
You must be one of the very few, I say foreigner, you're not really a foreigner, but you are a foreigner because you're living in London and you've grown up in London. Do they see you as a foreigner?
Well, they call me el Inglaterrero. So it's a funny way of saying English, you know.
Instead of saying Inglés.
Inglés, they say Inglaterrero.
It's like saying the Englander. Yeah. So you're the Englander.
Yeah.
Es británico. No, aquí, Lucy, hay una novedad aquí en Valledupar. La gente está en expectativa.
He says it's really interesting because people are really, really excited because this is the 45th edition of the festival. And he really wants to bring something new. So this is why he's written this song called La Puya Inglesa, or the English Puya, in which José Hernando sings a bit in Spanish and a bit in English, which will be the very first time ever in this 45 years of Festival Vallenato that somebody will sing something in English. So it's really exciting.
So you're going to bring a bit of English flavor to this festival, to the Vallenato Festival.
Definitely, yeah.
That's a challenge for you.
It is. Combining both languages, it's like doing Spanglish.
Well, I'm going to leave you to practice, but I think what I would really love to hear you do a bit of rehearsing of is the Puya Inglesa.
Definitely, of course.
Canto en inglés y en español, esta puya que les canto en inglés y en español. Tengo sangre colombiana, también me siento...
Un saludo muy cariñoso a todos los vallenatos, aquí desde Valledupar. Saludamos al señor gobernador.
This is quite something. I'm at the opening ceremony of the 45th Vallenato Festival in Valledupar, in northeast Colombia. And the man you can hear addressing this crowd of many thousands is Juan Manuel Santos. He's the president of Colombia. The fact that he's opening this festival gives you some idea of the importance of Vallenato here in Colombia. Anyway, in 12 years of presenting World Roots on Radio 3, I've never interviewed a president, and I think it's about time that changed. President Santos, it's very good of you to give us a moment of your time. Here you are at the Festival of Vallenato in Valledupar, and I can safely say that it would be very unlikely that anyone like you, a head of state in the UK, would be opening a festival of folk music. So what is it about Vallenato that brings you here?
First of all, I've been coming to the festivals of Vallenato for many, many years. It's something that has grown in me, and not only in me, in 46 million Colombians. The Vallenato is a very special music, combines rhythm with poetry. But it's a special kind of poetry because it's a way to tell stories, stories about the region, stories about the families, always linked to something romantic. And it has become a symbol of our cultural diversity. When you talk to a vallenato or a vallenata, they are very proud, not only about their music, but about their region, and about what this means to them. So this is something that if you promote the cultural values of a society, you are strengthening the society. That's why I make a big effort to come to this festival as president.
The BBC would not have been able to be here 3 or 4 years ago. We're very lucky that things have changed. What have you done to make things safer to be here in this part of Colombia?
Well, it has been an effort of many people. I would say it's a combination of many things. First of all, security. Without security, it's very difficult to have development. But at the same time, we have put in place policies to strengthen our democracy, to give people hope in the future. I say optimism is a very important ingredient in any society. When you think that your children can have a better future than you have had, then you will work better, you will work more. And I try to feed the optimism of Colombian people every single day.
And so Vallenato, what does it represent in that, what you're doing?
The Vallenato adds happiness to the people. When you hear a good Vallenato, your soul and your heart together, they are much more inspired.
President Santos, thank you very much. And we really look forward to the festival.
I guarantee you that you will enjoy it very much. I wish I had that talent that the Vallenatos have to improvise and sing at the same time and enjoy themselves.
A president who sings Vallenato, who does his speeches through Vallenato, that would be interesting.
I love to dance Vallenato. I know the Vallenatos, but I'm a very bad singer.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Los grandes recuerdos de este festival siempre perduran en mi corazón, porque es muy difícil poder olvidar esos momentos de tanta emoción. Los grandes recuerdos de ese festival siempre perduran en mi corazón, porque es muy difícil poder olvidar esos momentos de tanta emoción. Reciban con todo el cariño, público querido, este gran saludo musical, ya que hay recuerdos tan gratos que yo no olvido de la leyenda del festival.
El festival vallenato me dejó muchos recuerdos, hasta los niños me alzaron en hombro por todo el pueblo, hasta los niños me alzaron en hombro por todo el pueblo.
Our mentor has insisted that we come to this spot. You can hear it's a rushing river. It's a very special place for accordion players. But before I ask Ahidio to explain to me why it's special, I just have to say that it is a fabulous place. It's a real country picnic party atmosphere going on here. There are people swimming in the river, there's food. The band of trumpets and drums that you can hear, the Papayera band. So it's a really festive atmosphere. And I'm having lots of fun. But Egidio, tell me what this river is and why it's so special for accordion players.
Bueno, este río se llama el río Guatapurí.
It's called the river Guatapurí.
Y es muy especial para los acordeonistas porque el que se baña aquí se queda bañado. Aquí en Valledupar.
Special for accordionists because anyone who swims in this river remains attached forever to Valledupar. So what are we going to baptize José Hernando?
Sí, claro, vamos a bautizar a José Hernando aquí en las aguas del río Guatapurí para que se quede amañado aquí con la música vallenata.
So we have to baptize José Hernando in this river so that he remains tied forever to Vallenato music.
Definitely, and I'm very happy, and I'm just about to chuck myself into the river now.
It's a pretty rushing river.
Yeah, it is.
There's
really
a very, very fast current. There are lots of boulders. It's obviously coming straight down from the Sierra Nevada. You be careful in there.
Yeah, of course, I will be.
I hope you can swim.
Yeah, I can swim.
Okay, well, off you go. Get baptized. But are you sure? Because for the rest of your life, you're going to be attached to Vallenato music.
It's what I love, so yeah.
Okay, off you go into the river.
Oh, it's really cold.
Primer llamado para José Hernando Arias. Primer llamado para José Hernando Arias.
Well, here we go. Enseguida José Hernando has been called up to the first round
prevención
of this
hotly contested
category,
a Ferdei,
the
Vallenato
Amateur
Category.
Here comes José Hernando. He's up on the stage now. He's shaking the hands of the jury who actually sat on the stage behind the musicians. So it's a really thrilling moment.
En la primera ronda eliminatoria en el concurso de acordeoneros aficionados. Listo. Señoras y señores, aquí está José Hernando Arias en ritmo de paseo.
Por eso vivo llorando mi mala suerte, pero se metió el verano y lo machetado. Por eso vivo llorando mi mala suerte. Se machitó mi lirio rojo y fue por culpa del verano. Se machitó mi lirio rojo y fue por culpa del verano. Por eso estoy desconsolado, a ver qué me dejó tan solo. Por eso estoy desconsolado, a ver qué me dejó tan solo.
Por eso estoy desconsolado, a ver qué me dejó tan solo. José Hernando, who I thought did absolutely, fabulously well. José, oh, brilliant.
Thank you.
Congratulations, I thought you did very well. How do you feel you did?
Nah, I think I did very well. You know, yeah, I was very excited with the positive energy.
Because your family have come all the way from London.
And my friends as well, of course.
What do you think? ¿Qué te parece? ¿Cómo lo hizo?
Muy bien, muy bien. De eso se trata. La presentación de Hernando José fue espectacular. La gente lo aplaudió.
It was spectacular.
Muy bien todo. Gracias a Dios.
Thanks to God. About an hour and a half's drive straight up from Valledupar into the mountains of Sierra Nevada, here in the north part of Colombia. We've come to a village called Atanques, and this village is a place, well, it's populated entirely by an indigenous people who are called Cancuamo. I'm here with one of the senior members of this community. His name is Señor Benito Antonio Villazón. He's the musician that we've come to hear. He looks very fine. He's wearing white. He's all in white with a straw hat. He's got two flutes, which we're going to be hearing shortly. Tell us about Atanques and about your people, the Cancuamo.
Sí, muy buenos días. Mi nombre es Benito Antonio Villazón para ustedes. Soy indígena Cancuamo.
Yes, good morning. My name is Benito Antonio Villazón. I am a Cancuamo Indian, and I'm part of one of four peoples who live in the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta. The Aruacos, the Cogis, the Huiguas, and us, the Cancuamos. We are here in Cancuamo territory, which is a reservation of about 24,000 square kilometers, with some 25,000 inhabitants.
Más de pronto unos 25,000 habitantes que tenemos en todo el resguardo.
Do you have your own language? Are you speaking your own language here?
No. Perdimos el idioma, usted sabe que...
No, we lost our language. We were subject to a very strong process of deculturizing, and we lost everything from our culture. It's only now that we are in the process of rescuing our language, our ways of life, and our heritage.
Coming up here, up to Atanques, up here in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada, we were stopped at several checkpoints by lots of police who were very, very heavily armed. And I know that until very recently, this has been an area that's been controlled by militia groups, by the paramilitary. How has this affected all of you, Señor Benito?
Bueno, para recordarle algo, de pronto de 1980...
Well, I will remind you of something that happened in 1980 when a war started in our Cancuamo territory, and in fact, all of the Sierra Nevada. Illegal groups or militias came here and were very violent against the indigenous populations, and others as well. In our town, there were a lot of internal refugees, people who had to flee their land because of the violence, and as a result, we became caught up in this.
Llegan entonces los paramilitares, entonces y se iban contra el indígena porque los
The paramilitary groups then arrived and had a go at us because they felt we were giving our support to other groups. In my town, more than 500 people were killed. Sometimes when people were heading to Valledupar by car, they'd be stopped and killed. And then at other times, they would just show up with a list of people, and we didn't know who had provided the names. And they would get the people and kill them in the main square, or take them away only to find corpses spread along the road outside town. We organized a march to Valledupar to complain to the authorities there. And then, 3 days later, these groups came back and carried out another massacre. Our local council finally went to Bogotá, and with the help of people there, the situation was controlled.
Señor Benito, you're wearing one of these shoulder bags that I see everywhere, which is made from plant fiber. And in that bag are two very interesting-looking wooden flutes, and I wonder if you would tell me about them, explain them to me.
De pronto aquí este es nuestro instrumento musical, como les dije, de nuestra música cancuama. Este es un carrizo.
This is the main instrument in Cancuamo music. It's a flute we call the carrizo, and with it we play our chicote music. This is a female carrizo. It has five holes, and on one end It's got a black head made of beeswax, where part of the feather of a turkey or a duck is stuck. You blow through it, and that's how we produce its sound. This is what it sounds like. But then there is also the male carrizo, which accompanies the female who carries the melodies. We think of them as two birds, because our ancestors always wanted to pay homage to nature, so they imagine these instruments as two birds, a female one who sings and the male who is always there to keep her company and lead the way with his sound. The male sounds like this.
Thank you very much, Señor Benito, for this wonderful opportunity to hear such a rare music, to be up in the Sierra Nevada in Atanques, which until very recently we would not have been able to come up to. It would have been far too dangerous. There's one other thing that I wanted to ask you about, which is the tradition of the coca leaf. Tell me about that.
Sí.
Yes, these are the leaves from the sacred ayu plant. Given to us by nature, we use it to greet our brothers, our people. I give you some leaves, and you give me back some. And that's it. We as indigenous people seldom shake hands. We use our sacred plant, the ayu, instead.
So if I'm going to greet you with the coca leaf, how do I do that? You have coca leaf. Can you give me a little some? Okay. Can I? I'm not asking for coca leaf. Could I possibly have some so that you can show me how we do the greetings?
Sí, lo podría hacer.
Yes, I can demonstrate. But who shall I give some to? You? I will give you some. Although women don't usually carry around coca leaves, but since it's you, I will do it. So please put your hands together.
I've got my hands cupped here, holding for the very first time in my life these coca leaves. This is something which Señor Benito says gives health and is a sacred leaf in this community, but it's certainly created, or the production of it has created lots of havoc. What do I do now, Señor Benito, to have this exchange of greetings? What do I do now?
Me lo devuelve, sí, legalmente.
I give it back. So here it goes back into the little bag of fiber. At which point would you put these coca leaves in your mouth? When which point would you actually consume the coca leaf?
De pronto después del saludo.
Maybe after the greeting, we put some in our mouths, and that's when you take a break, sit down, and have some time to think about things.
Pensando y grabando su pensamiento en el popor.
Atención a mi palabra, atención a mi palabra, dígalo quien lo diera, dígalo quien lo diera, desde la Sierra Nevada, pa un saludo pa Inglaterra, desde la Sierra Nevada, pa un saludo pa Inglaterra. Con la esperanza ninguna, con la esperanza ninguna. Esta es la caña fina, y esta es la cera y la pluma. Esta es la caña fina, y esta es la cera y la pluma. Canté el indio Cancuamo, desde la Sierra Nevada, les canté el indio Cancuamo.
Juan Carlos, that was actually very touching, that song, the song that Señor Benito just did. He was singing in Spanish, but it was a very indigenous sound, and it had that lovely little yodel that seems so typical of the music from the north part of Colombia. And he was obviously improvising lyrics because he was sending out a greeting from the Sierra Nevada to the people of England, he said. They were also talking about something else.
Well, they're talking about the military service and, you know, the conscription and how it's a bit of a joke, I understand. It's the idea that some indigenous, when they go to Valledupar or to the main place where the conscription takes place, some of them are balloted, you know, so it depends on pure luck. If your number gets sorted, then you have to get and, you know, do the army and be a soldier for a year or so. But if your number is not drawn, you're spared.
So it's a lottery, really.
It's a lottery, basically. So it's the song is taking a bit of a candid look at that.
I think what's interesting for me is that, you know, here we are in the heart of Vallenato countryside in the Sierra Nevada, and this indigenous music is obviously one of the roots of Vallenato. You can hear it. You can hear similarities.
They do relate in the sense that this was music done by the indigenous communities here, but we mustn't forget that this was a region of peasants as well. And Vallenato is very much a peasant music, of music that went from one village to the next in this very region. So the Chicote music has a kind of on the DNA of Vallenato in a way, and the Chicote music, the slower rhythms, you can hear a bit of that sound, in particular in the son, one of the rhythms of Vallenato.
Juan Carlos, Señor Benito has just been joined by some other musicians. One of them has a little side drum, like a military drum, and then there's a pair of maracas. What do you know about this?
Well, I'm intrigued because he says this is what we're going to hear is a rhythm of gaita. And gaita, to me, would reflect music closer to the African roots of this region. I think, you know, we'll in for a little surprise in that sense. But it very much reflects the mixture of cultures that there's so much present in this region.
And what are they going to play?
Well, the song is called La Mujer Ajena, which is
the neighbor's wife.
The neighbor's wife.
Somebody else's wife.
So I guess it's a kind of joke saying, well, the usual thing, the grass is greener on the other side.
No quiero mujer ajena, no quiero mujer ajena, porque no me da la gana, porque no me da la gana. No quiero tenerla hoy, que me la quiten mañana. Y no quiero tenerla hoy, que me la quiten mañana.
Well, that was a real treat, that music. It was very surprising and not really what I expected to hear up in this indigenous
group up here in the Sierra Nevada, and they were called Los Alegres Cancuamos, the happy Cancuamos, Cancuamos being their ethnicity. So we're going back down to Valledupar. We're going through this really stunning countryside with the mountains all around us, and it looks very fertile countryside. What's extraordinary is that this beautiful landscape, until very recently, was just the scene of the most terrible violence. And you heard that poignant interview with Señor Benito, with the leader of the group, about the massacre in his village in Natanques, where we've just been. It's hard to imagine. But what started all of this, Juan Carlos?
This is a very long conflict, actually. It's been in Colombia for the last 50 years or so. But in a nutshell, this particular region of the country is a wealthy region, and there's quite a lot of landowners and the guerrillas, the left-wing guerrillas, that have been trying to seize power for quite a while now. In their quest for power, they have become, this is the view of many people in Colombia, they have become a kind of a crime cartel, because they have started a kidnapping and extortion, blackmailing this region and many others in Colombia. But the tricky thing to make things worse is that these landowners, because they found themselves in no protection from the army or the police, the reaction was to create their own private armies. And these private armies became in themselves little cells of paramilitary groups, right-wing paramilitary groups, in fact. And in the middle of all of it was the civil populations, people like Benito and the Cancuamos and so many peasants in this region.
People like this indigenous population, the Cancuamos, they were the victims.
Definitely. But to make things worse also, both the guerrillas and the paramilitary groups became drug cartels in their own right. They began to trade in cocaine to finance themselves and to fuel this quest for control of land.
If there's one song that's famous from this particular part of Colombia, it's La Casa en el Aire by a great singer-composer called Rafael Escalona, who I've heard about for many, many years. And that was a song that we just heard, a recording of that song, La Casa en el Aire. And I'm glad to say that I'm actually standing in the very town where he was born. It's called Patillal. And as we were coming into this town, there was a big placard up that said,
the land of composers, tierra de compositores. And we're in a square in the middle of Patillal, which has a series of giant bronze medallions with the different composers who, I guess, have had something to do with this town. And we are standing right in front of a big bronze medallion of Rafael Escalona. And here he is with his cowboy hat. It says he was born in 1927 and died in 2009, so that's quite recent. And on the back of all of these bronze medallions are the lyrics of the most famous songs of these composers. And this one, for Rafael Escalona, is indeed La Casa en el Aire. So here we have some of the lyrics. Can you tell us what they're about?
Oh, well, it's fantastic lyrics. It's actually a piece of magic realism in the best sort of Garcia Marquez's style, in a way, you know, the Nobel Prize, one of the biggest names in Colombia's literature. But Rafael Escalón wasn't far behind, really. These kind of lyrics are fantastic. La Casa en el Aire is a kind of a house up in the sky of some sort. And he wrote it for his daughter, and he didn't want any guy to approach his daughter thinking, you know, I would be a very poor father-in-law. So he was very jealous, and he wrote this fantastic, beautiful song saying, I'm going to make a house for you up in the air or in the sky, only for you to live there. And then later on, I'll put a big sign made out of white clouds
that says Adaluz.
Adaluz.
And that was her name?
Yes, exactly.
The name of Rafael Escalona's daughter.
Exactly. And there's a fine connection, if I may, with our program and with our mentor, because Rafael Escalona was Egidio Cuadrados' brother-in-law.
Really?
Yes. Exactly. Rafael Escalona was married to one of Egidio's sisters, so there's a connection there. And Egidio is actually one of the guys who knows, or so he says, every single of the, I don't know, 600 of songs that Rafael Escalona wrote.
And it seems that Egidio is also a prolific composer.
Well, he's a fine composer himself, certainly, and he's written quite a lot of songs. And he's written some songs, for instance, that he's featured with Carlos Vives, one of Colombia's biggest stars of vallenato these days.
And he's also written a song for his protégé, for our protégé.
Yes, in fact, he's written not one, but two songs for José Hernando. One of them we heard at the beginning of this program, actually. They were rehearsing it. And the other one is called Yo También Puedo, and it's a son, the slowest rhythm in vallenato. There's a very nice story behind it, because this is a song, as we say, written by Egidio to José Hernando, saying, I'm coming from Britain to compete here at the festival, and even though I'm coming from far away, I do have my Colombian roots, and I can also play vallenato in true style.
Well, I'd love to hear that song, and actually not played by José Hernando, but by the composer himself, by Egidio. So let's head on back down to Valledupar and see what Egidio is up to.
Ay, yo vengo de Inglaterra, directamente de Londres. Vengo a conocer la tierra, hombre de Francisco el Hombre. Ay, yo vengo de Inglaterra, directamente de Londres. Vengo a conocer la tierra, hombre de Francisco el Hombre. Y me vine a presentar al Festival Vallenato. Saludo a Valledupar y a todos los colombianos. Y me vine a presentar al Festival Vallenato. Saludo a Valledupar y a todos los colombianos. Y como tanto me gusta, toco son paseo, merengue y puya. Porque sé que también puedo tocar la música de consuelo. Y como tanto me gusta, toco son paseo, merengue y puya. Porque sé que también puedo tocar la música de consuelo. Emocionado a la tierra de Escalona, donde nació el vallenato. contento vengo de Europa y estoy muy emocionado. A la tierra de Escalona donde nació el vallenato. Y aquí tienen un británico tocando el acordeón, que toca los cuatro aires vallenato del folclor. Y aquí tienen un británico tocando el acordeón, que toca los cuatro aires vallenato del folclor. Y como tanto me gusta, toco son paseo, merengue y puya, porque sé que también puedo tocar la música de consuelo. Y como tanto me gusta, toco son paseo, merengue y puya, porque sé que también puedo tocar la música de consuelo.
Bueno, la historia de este son vallenato que se titula Yo También Puedo.
This song is called Yo También Puedo, and means I also can, and I wrote it as if it was José Hernando's own inspiration. He didn't know this land, the land of Escalona, of Francisco el Hombre, Valledupar. So one of his biggest dreams was to come here and take part in the Vallenato Festival. The song says that he too can become a great accordion player, a great competitor fighting against other players, and that he can be as good as any of the biggest names in the region, in Valledupar.
Competidor enfrentándose a los mejores de por acá de Colombia, que también puede tocar la música de consuelo de aquí de Valledupar.
Se presentan de los miembros del jurado calificador José Hernando Arias Noguera y presenta El Ritmo de Sol. We'll be right back. Señoras y señores, José Hernando Arias.
Well, that's José Hernando completing his performance in the first round of the amateur category of the Vallenato competition at the festival in Valledupar. It's not often we have a cliffhanger here on World Roots, but if you want to find out how he does, you'll have to tune in next week. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran, who was joined by Juan Carlos Jaramillo. The producer was James Parkin.
He's old, large, and lecherous. Sir John Falstaff can't resist the ladies, but they can resist him, and three of them plot to put an end to his advances once and for all. Falstaff, a critically acclaimed new production of Verdi's Shakespearean masterpiece on BBC Radio 3, Saturday night at 6 o'clock.
A quick look at what's coming up on Radio 3 tomorrow morning. Petrol Trelawney will be here with breakfast at 6:30. And after that, in Essential Classics, Sarah Walker welcomes as her studio guest Joe Shapcott. From tomorrow, London's South Bank Centre is staging Poetry Parnassus, the largest poetry festival ever held in the UK, and Joe Shapcott is Britain's representative. Sarah also features as her essential CD of the week a recording of overtures by Thomas Arne in a performance by Collegium Musicum 90 under Simon Standage, and the Koiken brothers are her artists of the week. Essential Classics starts at 9 and it's followed at midday by Mozart as composer of the week. Mozart also features tomorrow evening along with Schumann and Beethoven when Radio 3 Live in Concert travels to Switzerland. For each of the past 11 years, the pianist Marta Argerich has assembled a group of friends, young and old, to perform music at her own festival on the banks of Lake Lugano. She's joined in this concert by two cellists, five pianists and a violinist, who all pair off to perform a series of chamber music duets. Radio 3 Live in Concert, tomorrow night, 7:30. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. Time now for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. The piano of Lynn Arial, and she talks to me after her recent sets at Ronnie Scott's Club. And later, an exclusive session from Shabaka Hutchins, and he talks to me about his current work. But first, this year's winner of Jazz Musician of the Year at the Parliamentary Jazz Awards, Scottish saxophonist and national treasure Bobby Wellens at his up-tempo best, from a re-release of a long unavailable recording, Birds of Brazil. Joined by a reflective Kenny Wheeler and the Delm String Quartet, with music composed and arranged by Bobby with orchestrations by Tony Coe, let's go back to 1982 and hear the second movement, which Wellens wrote to draw attention to the endangered species of a particular bird of Brazil. Pete Jacobson is on piano, Kenny Baldock on bass, Spike Wells on drums, and Chris Caron on percussion. This is Birds of Brazil. from the re-release on the Hep Jazz record label. That was Bobby Wellens from the lost classic Birds of Brazil, which is now available again. This time there's a previously unreleased solo piano track featuring the late pianist Pete Jacobson as a tribute to him. We just heard the second movement from that CD, and both Bobby Wellens and Kenny Wheeler in fine form, and that re-release is out now. We're continuing to look back to the 80s, this time to 1986, the year that the 21-strong group of young musicians that made up Loose Tubes recorded their second of the three albums that they made between 1985 and 1989. Their witty attitude and desire to progress the music gained them critical acclaim, and they were considered to be the focal point, alongside the Jazz Warriors, of a 1980s renaissance. Here, from the said Africa recording, is a Django Bates composition with solos from Julian Arguelles, Richard Pywell and Steve Buckley, and this is Delightful Precipice.
Yeah.
Loose Tubes with Delightful Precipice. And Loose Tubes really became an amazing launchpad for the careers of many future leading jazz players, including the composer of that piece, Django Bates, who's gone on to enjoy worldwide recognition for his talents, and also notably Ian Ballamy and Tim Whitehead, who are often featured artists on Jazz Lineup. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. American jazz pianist and educator Lynn Arial is currently professor of jazz piano at the University of North Florida, and she also enjoys a busy recording and touring schedule. She came to prominence when she won the 1993 International Great American Jazz Piano Competition, and the New York Times says her brilliant musicianship and bandstand instincts place her among the top jazz pianists of the day. Well, I caught up with her after a recent appearance at Ronnie Scott's, and we'll hear that interview after a track from her Convergence CD. And this is Call Me. From Convergence, that was Lynn Arial with Call Me. Lynn has dropped in to talk to Jazz Lineup about her brand new release. How was the gig last night?
Oh, we had a great time. We had a full house, and it's always wonderful to play with Benny Golson. We did about half the program trio, and then Benny came up, and he's the consummate storyteller. And, of course, playing his tunes is kind of a surreal experience.
I bet it is.
Yes. How many times has Along Came Betty been recorded and played, and Whisper Not and Stable Mates? And he's just a treasure.
Yeah. I bet the audience really absolutely lapped it up. I mean, he's really one of the greatest. How did you meet him? How did that come about that he was working with you?
We met 5 years ago. We have an agent in common, and Gabby Kleinschmidt, and she suggested that we play together, and Benny was so gracious, and he said yes. And I, of course, was thrilled. And we've been doing some things ever since.
Well, your latest CD, Solo, is, of course, a solo project, but it's the first time you've ever ventured out on your own after 20 years, really. Has it always been on the back burner, this idea, or is this something that's fresh idea?
Yes, it has been on the back burner, and it's a whole different genre. And there's a lot of responsibility on the pianist when you're playing solo.